today could be one of the most important interviews of my career. I'm not overstating that. I hope you're sitting down. Make sure that you share today's show everywhere. This 25th day of August, 2021. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu Peters. Those of us that have not been inoculated with the Pfizer shots, proven to be dangerous, deadly in many cases, are not likely to change our minds. To many, this appears to be the most deadly rollout of an injection that we have seen in U.S. history. And we know that programs have been immediately halted, stopped for far less. As an example, the swine flu vaccine, that was pulled after 26 people tragically lost their lives after taking that shot. 26 people. Looking this morning at the reported deaths to the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, otherwise known as VAERS, monitored by the CDC and known to have significant reporting flaws, we've witnessed the number of COVID-19 vaccinated deaths climb to over four times the number of lives lost on 9/11, one of the most deadly days on U.S. soil. The 20-year anniversary of that day fast approaching, and every year we listen as the names of innocent victims of terror are read, individually, accompanied by the ringing of that bell. That ceremony, that somber proceeding, goes on for the better part of a whole day. Talking about numbers like that makes it difficult for a lot of us to really understand the magnitude, physically comprehend numbers like this. So let's put it into perspective. When we talk about mass murder, it's hard not to recall Jim Jones, who in 1978 convinced members of the People's Temple Agricultural Project to drink grape Flavor Aid poisoned with cyanide, or to inject themselves and their children with cyanide. 918 people reportedly died, making that the most horrific mass murder in U.S. history. When you think about massive deaths on U.S. soil, many immediately reflect on the attack on Pearl Harbor, the deadliest attack on U.S. soil by a foreign government to date. That tragedy claimed the lives of 2,403 U.S. victims and 64 Japanese attackers. 2,467 people died that day, and that day will be written about for an eternity. It's awful to think about. We, of course, mentioned 9/11, the attacks that happened there, causing over $10 billion in damage. But money is not the first thing that we think about when we remember the images of planes flying into the World Trade Center towers, leading to their eventual collapse and claiming the lives of 2,977 victims, 19 hijackers, a number that continues to grow to this day as people die from complications, health issues due to that event. That day will never be forgotten. There are other, even more deadly events that have occurred here in the United States, some notables being the 1906 San Francisco earthquake that killed over 3,000, the 1936 North American heat wave killed 5,000 people, and of course the 1900 Galveston hurricane. That cyclone killed anywhere between 6 and 12,000 people and is recorded as being the most deadly event in the United States until now. This so-called FDA-approved vaccine has recorded more deaths than any of these horrific tragedies, and it's not even talked about. We aren't allowed to mention that. And if you do, you could be named on the DHS terror watch list. Let that sink in. Karen Kingston is a former employee of Pfizer. She spent decades researching and marketing pharmaceuticals. She's a biotech analyst, and she joins us now. Karen, thank you so much for being here. First of all, Dr. Malone appeared on the War Room with Steve Bannon. He said that these things are not approved. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny has alluded to the same. Dr. Zelenko. Dr. Ruby was on this program yesterday. She was adamant this is an FDA approval. You're a former Big Pharma employee. You're a biotech analyst. You're not a doctor. You're an expert in that regard. Are they approved or not?
They are 100% unequivocally approved. The Pfizer-BioNTech BNT162b coronavirus or COVID-19 vaccine has been approved as of August 23rd, 2021, per letter from the FDA to Amit Patel at Pfizer. I have the letter right here. This is a standard FDA authorization letter. It's okay. Absolutely approved.
All right, yes. Perfect. Got that out of the way. So now, what relevance or impact does this approval now have on the release of all of the ingredients, including the proprietary or secret ingredients, trade secrets, whatever it is that we have previously discussed on this program?
That's a great question, because a lot of people have been confused and things have been chaotic because the FDA approval process hasn't followed a normal process, including consumer good manufacturing practices, which includes the FDA confirming the ingredients and the quality of the ingredients. So that typically happens just before the end of the phase three and approval or right around then. And then you go to mass manufacturing. So the mass manufacturing of the EUA injections that are currently available did not go through the standard consumer good manufacturing processes. And so that's what's happening now. So I'm going to read just straight from the letter because, I don't want people to think I'm giving my opinion. But what's in these vaccines is going to be known in the next 2 weeks at the latest. So what they have to do is they have to confirm with the FDA. I think this is per page 3 of the content of the labeling. So that package insert that's currently available is not finalized. It's the draft package insert. Per this letter, Pfizer has been instructed verbatim as soon as possible, but no later than 14 days from the date of this letter, please submit the final content of labeling in structured product labeling format via the FDA automatic drug registration and listing system as described below. Content of labeling must be identical to the package insert submitted on August 21st, 2021. Let me keep reading though. Please submit final container samples of the product in final containers together with any protocols showing results of all applicable tests. You may not distribute any lots of product until you receive a notification of release from CBER, the Centers for Biologic Evaluation Research. And lastly, you must submit reports of biological product deviations under 21 CFR 600.14. So what that is also is what does that mean, 600.14? Who must report under this section? You, the manufacturer who holds the biological product license and who had control over the product when the deviation occurred, must report under this section. If you arrange for another person to perform manufacturing, which Pfizer did, holding or distribution step, while the product is in your control, that step is performed under your control. And so you must establish, maintain, and follow a procedure for receiving information from the person of all deviations, complaints, adverse events concerning this affected product. Again, the product was not confirmed, that CGMP was not followed. There was not checked, they did not check in the quality of the vials, the consistency of the ingredients of the vials, the expiration dates of the vials. We know that those are continually been extended. So those were all thrown out the window. Those safety strategies, those safety protocols that were put in place were thrown out the window. So if Pfizer has had any deviations in their vials of these vaccines, which there is a lot of information to indicate that they have, including the FDA's own document saying, look, when you do boosters, if you do a test in about 5 people and you know the deviation in the ingredients is close enough, we don't need to inform the public. And there's also such a breadth and depth of side effects that affect multiple systems throughout the body that have different receptor sites. It doesn't make any sense that it appears that these vials are not consistent in what they contain. So if Pfizer has not been honest with the American people and with the FDA in regards to what's in these vials, they have 14 days to come clean.
Is there anything that would lead you to believe that Pfizer has been less than honest with the people or the FDA as to what the ingredients are in these vials in their, quote, vaccines?
Yes. One of the things is what you said, the VAERS database. How do you explain the diversity in adverse events? How do you explain young children getting severe heart inflammation resulting in, potential sequelae of disease for them to have decades taken off their life or immediately suffering from congestive heart failure, to pregnant women while they're breastfeeding their newborn babies, having the babies die from thrombocytopenia and thrombosis. This doesn't make any sense. And then how do you have other people who are injected and they have absolutely no side effects? How do you have people who are injected have dead arm and then in 24 hours, all of a sudden they're putting magnets on their bodies? None of this makes sense. Normally when a product comes out, there may be a serious adverse event that we were unaware of. And maybe it's something like heart inflammation. Okay. And that you go, okay, well, we didn't see that coming. Normally a product is recalled just for the heart inflammation. This product should be recalled. And we'll go into more detail on that later. But how do you explain the normal rate of pregnancy from or miscarriages from 20% to 80%? How do you explain acute respiratory distress in people who are being injected? How do you explain the CNS, the central nervous system disorders that are happening, the Guillain-Barré? The diversity of these adverse events are not consistent with a consistent product.
You mentioned the lack of a website when we talked on the phone. That Pfizer hasn't come out with some sort of a website or this other company, whatever they're calling it. Explain to the audience what you mean by that. And you've also, just a continuation on the question, because I'm going to let you talk, you've also said that this approval essentially is checkmate for Pfizer, for this injection, for these shots in general.
Sure. So two things. One, I've been doing this for over 20 years. I've launched multiple products. So going back 20 years ago, we've always had the website locked and loaded, ready to go at least 6 months ahead of time, literally sometimes a year ahead of time. So the day you get FDA approval is the day you launch your website and you let everyone know that you received FDA approval. I know this is not normal times, but at a minimum, there should be a website up, comirnaty.com, protect you and your loved ones, and the package insert should be up there. It's not up there. That is, to me, a red flag that Pfizer knows, game over, checkmate. They are already going to be held accountable for intentionally harming the American people with the product as the manufacturer. What they don't want to do is now have charges being brought against them as the marketer. As long as they put zero marketing materials out there, if they launch a website, there is a whole nother slew of lawsuits and charges that can be brought against them. They are not a marketer right now. The people that have been marketing to the American people, the institutions that have been marketing to the American people, have been the CDC, the NIH, the FDA, and the mainstream media. Those have been the marketers. Those have been the propaganda arms. Those have been the ones who have been misleading the American people to line themselves up, and unfortunately, in some cases, to line themselves, their children up, to be injected with an unapproved experimental biological agent. Pfizer has not acted as a marketer. And if they do, there's, like, again, another whole slew of multi-billion, many times over lawsuits that can be brought against them.
What about criminal action? Have they violated any criminal law that you're aware of?
Yes, absolutely. As a manufacturer, they have. They have intentionally withheld. Here's another thing. Under the FDA approval process and the passive reporting of serious adverse events, the manufacturer, it was Pfizer's responsibility to report serious adverse events to the FDA. That was their job, not just through VAERS and through another system that actually was put on their ownership. So they have it would appear that they have not provided full disclosure of all the serious adverse events and deaths that were a result of these injections. So that would be intentionally misinforming the FDA and the American people. So there will be criminal charges. Plus, again, they have 2 weeks to come clean with what's actually in these injections. So if these injections are not consistent in all of the ingredients, from the microgram, the 30 micrograms of mRNA, to only containing the four lipids, including the one pegylated lipid with polyethylene glycol, which also was not disclosed really to the American people, that was only available before the package insert came out in the IND application, initial new drug application, and phase 3. It was not in the HCP fact sheet originally. I did not see it there. So maybe I misspoke, but I read that thing many times and couldn't find it there. So there was a lot of information that was not disclosed to the American people, and that could be interpreted as being intentionally misleading them with intention to harm.
There's misleading information being widely disseminated to the public about breakout cases as well.
Yeah, so that's something that's being done by our healthcare providers, our medical professionals. So there was a study that was released just the beginning of this month out of the Mayo Clinic. The Mayo Clinic did a study of over 600,000 subjects, all of which who had a PCR test, and they divided it into three cohorts: one third, one third, one third. Those who were injected with the Pfizer injection, those who had the Moderna injection, and those who had no injection. And what they found was across all of these cohorts that people who had one injection also were going to the hospital, what they called COVID-19 breakthrough cases, and people with two injections post 2 weeks, they had people going to the hospital, what they called COVID-19 breakthrough injections. I'm going to read to you, Stu, what the Mayo Clinic, one of the most respected medical institutions in this country, is calling COVID-19 breakthrough. They're calling acute kidney injury, anemia, another word for thrombocytopenia, low platelet count is similar to anemia and thrombocytopenia are similar. Cardiac arrest, cardiac arrhythmia, chronic fatigue syndrome, which is a symptom of having inflammation, myelitis and encephalitis, the inflammation of your central nervous system that results in chronic fatigue syndrome. It's the number one cause. They have also listed here encephalopathy delirium. So again, encephalitis, inflammation of the brain. They have hypertension, myocardial infarction, pleural effusion, which is fluid between your lungs and your chest.
These sound like the exact same symptoms as what is reported by those who have had adverse events as a result of this inoculation.
And sepsis too, which is chemicals throughout your body that causes massive inflammation. What is that? Multisystem inflammatory syndrome, which is a product of what? The SARS-CoV-2 spike protein. Is what you just said is that these serious adverse events, unfortunately or fortunately, on October 22nd, 2020, the FDA VRB PAC meeting said, look, here's about 24 serious adverse events we need to look for from these injections. And they happen to match up with what the Mayo Clinic is calling COVID-19 breakthrough. And some of these things like acute respiratory distress and respiratory failure, well, those are manifestations of ADE, antibody-dependent enhancement, okay? That results in eosinophil respiratory distress. It results in acute respiratory failure. So they're wordsmithing, but sometimes they're also using verbatim. One of the things here too is disseminated intravascular coagulation. What is that? That's thrombosis. That is blood clots throughout your body. And they're saying this is COVID-19 breakthrough. And the FDA said, last year, in October of last year, these are serious adverse events we need to look for in these mRNA injections.
These are every single set of symptoms and reactions that we have been warning about on this program, that the experts have been here talking about for months, warning people that these things are dangerous. The numbers prove that they're dangerous for many people, deadly for a lot of people as well. We've been talking about this while these globalist-funded fact-checking machines have been relentlessly coming after me and this program. And once again, we're vindicated by the Mayo Clinic. And then now also that brings me up, speaking of fact-checkers, back to this graphene oxide thing that you and I were relentlessly pursued by Reuters, USA Today, all these other people. But the patents suggest, and now these people will have 14 days from now to say whether or not graphene is involved in this or contained in these injections, are you still confident that it will reveal that it is?
I'm as confident that there's graphene oxide in these as that gravity exists. Okay. I mean, there is so much evidence. This is another patent, which we didn't have a chance to go over last time, for the Moderna vaccine. It verbatim explains the lipid nanoparticles per the labeling, basically. And remember, the Pfizer vaccine and the Moderna vaccine are the same vaccines. And in this patent from July of 2020, US 10703789, it talks about the lipid nanoparticles, the phospholipid, the cholesterol, the cationic positive ionic charge lipid, and the pegylated polyethylene glycol lipid. And if you go to section 219, you know, if you pull up this patent, I read it to you, 10703789B2, July 7th, 2020, bottom of section 219, top of 2020, it says right here, I'm just going to read it to you, Stu. In one embodiment, the polynucleotide primary constructs and our mRNA disclosed herein may be encapsulated into any hydrogel known in the art, which may form a gel when injected in the body. I'm going to read that again. Herein may be encapsulated into any hydrogel known in the art, which may form a gel when injected into a subject. Hydrogels are a network of polymer chains that are hydrophilic and are sometimes found as colloidal gel in which water is the dispersion medium. Hydrogels, water, saline solution, tomato, tomato. Hydrogels are highly absorbent, natural or synthetic polymers. Hydrogels also possess a degree of flexibility, very similar to natural tissues due to their significant water content. The hydrogel described herein may be used to encapsulate lipid nanoparticles, which are biocompatible, biodegradable, and or porous. What's hydrogel made of?
Tell me.
Graphene oxide. There's hundreds and hundreds of studies that on graphene oxide hydrogel lipid nanoparticles.
They knew that that was in the patent. They knew about myocarditis. They knew about respiratory issues. They knew about antibody-dependent enhancement. And they knew about pregnancy complications, didn't they? They also knew about shedding, didn't they?
Yes, that was very clearly discussed in a FDA meeting in August of 2015, where they used viral-based gene therapy products. This is a viral-based gene therapy product. What they talk about, what would that be? You could make a synthetic virus, such as a modified RNA, okay? And then it's injected into the body, and that code produces a pathogenic virion or virion particle. So what would that be? You take a synthetic RNA, you take that code, inject it into your CD4 cells, and then your CD4 cells produce the spike protein. That's exactly what this is. In that document, there's two things they talk about. One is progeny, which I just explained. Your body is now producing billions, if not trillions, of a spike protein, which is pathogenic, which means it can be harmful to you. And they also talk about another thing called shedding. What is shedding? It's you being able, if you were injected, being able to then transmit to another person via contact, via different mucous membranes and whatnot, transmit that spike protein to another person. And in the phase 1 trials, they talked about women who were of childbearing age and who could potentially become pregnant. Not only did they not want you really participating in the trials unless you're using two forms of birth control, if you were a male participant, you were not allowed to be near a pregnant woman. If you went to an event, a party, and you breathed near a pregnant woman, this is not an exaggeration, you had to report it to the safety board. So that's not a normal protocol. And if you take a look at the approval letter, I want to read to you one of the studies that Pfizer is required to do post-market approval. And this should be evidence enough to anybody that shedding is real, and we have not figured out a way to quarantine it and qualify it. And it's a risk to women who are pregnant as well as to young infants. So this study is entitled Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 Vaccine Exposure During Pregnancy, a Non-Interventional Post-Approval Safety Study of Pregnancy and Infant Outcomes in the Organization of Teratology Information Specialists Mother-to-Baby Pregnancy Registry. So there's two key words here. Vaccine exposure is not vaccine injection. Non-interventional means you were not injected. They are tracking women who are pregnant and women who have newborns to see if when they're around vaccinated people, if the pregnant woman, if her baby is harmed and has birth defects, and if a newborn becomes sick or ill after being around people who are injected. That's the purpose of that study.
Because they knew. Congress passed a law.
The FDA knew too. The FDA knew. Go on. Sorry, go on.
Congress passed a law to allow all of this under the emergency use authorization.
Yeah, under the Obama administration, there were two acts that were passed. And I think most people remember the names. There was the Popper Act, the Prepared It and All Hazards Responsiveness Act in 2013. And then there was the CARES Act that was passed in December of 2016 through Congress. And under both those acts, they were able to basically throw out all of the FDA laws and regulations that mitigated risk for new drugs and biological agents. Those included doing animal trials proving safety in animals before doing first in human trials. Those included good manufacturing practices, making sure the quality, consistency of products that you were administering to people was consistent and safe. It also included not having to prove actual statistically and clinically significant efficacy. There's a maybe effective clause. And lastly, there's many more things, but one of the other things that it waived was informed consent. The law that they pass, these laws that our Congress pass, literally violate the Nuremberg Code. So our Congress passed legislation that allowed our government to commit crimes against humanity, against the American people. So to the American people, I say, wake up and start paying attention to what those elected officials, to what our government is doing.
That gives me a whole new perspective, and I'm not going to get into it now. This is for a completely different show. That gives me an entirely new perspective on President Donald J. Trump's rhetoric surrounding these vaccines, specifically recently. Makes me feel really good about it, actually. Do you suspect that there is a different formula between the injections that were just approved and these boosters?
There is a different formula between the boosters that are going to be coming out. I don't think they're out yet. So the FDA put a document together earlier this year specifically regarding the boosters, and they basically said, do a test. I think it was in about 5 people and a couple animal study tests. And as long as the formulation is what you tell us, similar enough to the original formulation, then we don't need to inform the American people of any modifications and have an actual official review meeting, and we can just start injecting people. So that's alarming. It's also alarming that Dr. Ralph Baric from the UNC, who owns, who did much of the research and as part ownership, not only in the mRNA viruses, synthetic viruses, the treatments, and the diagnostics and cures, was paid over $111 million from the National Institutes of Allergy and Immunology or in Infectious Disease, which is Fauci's part of the NIH, is that he does have a patent where he discusses about providing an mRNA injection, a vaccine, where it will produce a spike protein. And every time you produce a spike protein, there'll be a new receptor binding domain. So what does that mean? That means that every time you give someone an injection, that spike protein has a new receptor binding domain for the neutralizing antibodies. So with each injection, you're creating a new strand of the virus, where if you produced antibodies from the last strain, those neutralizing antibodies won't work against the new spike protein that's produced by this new injection. He talks about it at least 4 or 5 times. So to the point where your body would not be able to produce neutralizing antibodies, it would not be able to produce them for a multitude of new spike proteins with what's called new conformations, new shapes, and potential new modifications in regards to the nucleotides that are in them.
Does Pfizer know exactly who got what shot due to the registration and the lot numbers, et cetera?
I can't confirm that, but it appears that people who were injected have a barcode and lot number that matches up with them. And with the electronic health record system, it should be pretty easy to track with who was injected with what, as well as the, I think people are aware that the CDC has a COVID-19 vaccine tracking system as well.
Okay. I've got about 1 minute left. I already blew through 2 breaks, but this is a very important, this is a very important conversation. This is news that this is absolute news. I mean, you're saying this is checkmate for Pfizer for these shots. I have a serious feeling of relief regarding Trump's rhetoric around these vaccines. The booing was great. I got a reason for that too. In about a minute, final words on this as we exit here.
So I have 2 things to say. One, those people who are nervous about the mandates, okay? And I know this is checkmate, game over, we won. It's going to take some time right now just for the gavel to come down and for people to be prosecuted and for the truth to come out. But if you are being pressured by your employer or your child being pressured by the school to get injected, just get a copy of this letter. If you read this letter, the safety of these products is unknown. They're doing one study with regarding the sequelae of myocarditis from those who are injected, and it's not going to be completed and submitted until 2027. Okay, so there is a very high risk. There's other myocarditis studies in here for children ages 5 to 15. There's another study done in here to talk about reducing the amount of mRNA in those who are under the age of 30 because of fear of immunogenicity, which is ADE, antibody-dependent enhancement. Just read the authorization letter. It is horrifying. It's as horrifying as any Stephen King novel I've ever read. This is enough evidence to say, no, I'm not putting myself at harm or my child at harm. The other thing I have to say is that if you have not been injected yet, or even if you have, as you are becoming aware of this information, speak up, show up, go to the local, your local county meetings regarding the mandates. Tell them that you're not going to be part of this experiment anymore. Tell them that you have sovereignty. You have authority over your body and over your child's body. If you love America, if you love your freedoms, if you love your liberties, if you believe in the faith and the hope of our posterity, our children, our children's children, and our children's grandchildren, then you will stand up and you will speak out. James 3, faith is nothing without deeds. If you love this country, stop sitting by and waiting for Trump to come in and save you and rescue you. Show up and speak out with the authority that you have under the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
Wow. 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 Karen Kingston, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu. I appreciate you so much. I can't tell you how many people have reached out to me after being on your show. And you've really educated a lot of people. And they also told me that they fact-checked my interview with you. And they're like, no, we fact-checked it, because they weren't believers. And it validated, everything that you and I have talked about. So thank you for having me on. I really appreciate what you're doing for this country.
It takes a lot of bravery to tell the truth, doesn't it? You got it.
Thank you. Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial right now. Retailers have canceled MyPillow, and to thank you for your support, I'm going to pass the savings directly on to you. Go to MyPillow.com right now to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. For example, you can get my premium MyPillows, regularly $69.98, now just $29.98, the lowest price ever.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Checkmate, game over, we won. That is what Karen Kingston, former Pfizer employee and biotech analyst, says about these shots. Some additional information that may not have occurred to you. Before the FDA approved the Pfizer inoculation, they also approved a new medication, a blood thinner, to treat blood clots in children. Why would they have done that? Interesting. The vaccine narrative is over. Patrick Holley is a senior reporter for National File and says the COVID narrative is completely destroyed. It's over amongst logically thinking people. Patrick, thank you for being here.
Stu, definitely the coronavirus narrative is over in terms of rational thinking people. I mean, the fact that there are still people who are walking around thinking this has anything to do with a virus is shocking to me. However, there are many people who have been psyoped by the media, but it's up to us right now in the middle of this crisis in order to show people the light, because the Sleepy Joe regime through the Pentagon today ordering every active duty service member to get the Pfizer vaccine represents to me the biggest act of treason against the United States in the history of this country, because we know, as you've reported on your show many times, the massive problems with the immune system of people who get the vaccine, the fact that they have fewer antibodies after getting the vaccine, not to mention getting all of these booster shots. Somebody on social media basically said that you're signing your life up to a subscription service now, because with no immune system, you're going to have to continuously get these boosters in order to stay alive. So you're going to have basically people in the society all through the United States of America. The fact that Sleepy Joe wants to do this to our troops to the benefit of the Chinese Communist Party against us, the people, is the greatest act of treason, the biggest act of treason that has ever been committed against the United States of America. Now, Oregon Governor Kate Brown, this old, clearly sexless, dissatisfied woman, has now instituted an outdoor mask mandate similar to the outdoor mask mandates that we're seeing in Australia. So the fact is that Australia is happening in the United States of America. It's starting in Oregon. I mean, Kate Brown, this Oregon governor recently, has sent up to 1,500 National Guard troops to hospitals. She deployed 500 troops on August 20th. They say that they're helping with the testing and equipment. I'm hearing that the reason that this order was put out and the reason that the National Guard is probably going to be mobilized in other blue states is because of the fear of these hospital protests. Doctors, nurses, medical workers all over the place are taking it to the streets outside of hospitals. And the fact that the frontline medical workers are now turning against the globalist coronavirus narrative is terrifying them. There was a big protest outside of Harbor UCLA Medical Center. There was a big protest outside of Holland Hospital in Michigan after they dropped vaccine refusing Minnesota Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins, who's a hometown hero, as their celebrity endorser. The people came to show their support for Kirk Cousins refusing to get the vaccine in the NFL. So they are freaking out about these hospital protests, so much so that in California, there's actually something called SB 742, which is still live in the California legislature. It might pass, and it proposes 6 months in jail and a fine for protesting outside of vaccination sites, be that hospitals, be that doctor's offices. So you get 6 months in jail if you approach someone within 30 feet, if they are within 100 feet of the vaccination site. So you're going to have to do the measurements. But basically, they are criminalizing dissent. They are criminalizing our First Amendment rights in this country to protest outside of hospitals.
So has there been any reaction from Oregon citizens in response to this brown shirt mandate by Brown?
You know, there is a lot of opposition to Kate Brown in Oregon. You have to remember that this is a place where there's a massive child protective services crisis. There's a massive crisis in the foster care system, as there is in many places around the country, where, you know, I interviewed a woman named Heather Hobbs, who she had CPS called on her for politically motivated reasons because a nurse, a medical worker, imagine that, you know, overheard her listening to conservative content and saying she was pro-life. So they tried to get her kids taken away. Not to mention, you had that salon owner whose name is Lindsey Graham. She's the good Lindsey Graham in Oregon. The state actually sent CPS to harass her kids, ruined her life simply because she opened her business during the coronavirus tyranny. Oregon is very similar to Australia. Oregon is very similar to other countries in the world where the globalist tyranny is taking place. And it's instructive to look at Oregon, which is predominantly white, which is a naturally beautiful land like Australia. And the way that they just want to hurt people, the way that they want to punish people, the globalists consider Australia to be a penal colony still. And so that is going to spread over to the United States of America, because they still consider America to be a colony, historically speaking. The globalists are sick people. We're seeing that sickness. But, you know, Americans are standing with patriots in Australia who are breaking the police line, chanting at Channel 9 in Australia, no more lies. There is tremendous uprising in Australia, and we've got to see it here peacefully in the United States as well.
Maybe what Governor Brown ought to do is use some of those National Guard resources to go into Portland and, I don't know, maybe put an end to the gun violence between Antifa and the Proud Boys, maybe extinguish some of the fires that have been burning since the career criminal, home-invading, violent thug George Floyd overdosed on the streets here in Minneapolis. Maybe she should get her state under control. Or is it the fact that in a minute or less here, that they love the anarchy and they're normalizing the chaos amongst radical progressive communists like this Governor Brown?
Right. It's anarcho-tyranny. The more they destabilize, the more that they can use the government to control people. And in fact, this past weekend, you saw Antifa taunting an independent journalist, a woman who they eventually bear maced, saying, oh, because she wasn't wearing a mask, she was, you know, making everybody at risk of COVID. They use the COVID psyop in order to push their own Antifa objectives. That's the present in this country. That's the reality in this country. Patriots have to stand up against it.
I couldn't agree more. Patrick Hawley, he is the senior reporter at National File. You can find him on Gab at Patrick Reports. Also, a new Telegram channel. Follow him. All sorts of great videos and content over there. t.me/Patrick Reports. Patrick Hawley, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
See you soon, Stu.
A massive uprising. That is what we are seeing here. A groundswelling of discontent in Australia down under. They're breaking those police barricades. They're chanting at the fake news media. The truckies are getting involved there across the pond in the UK. We need a rising up here in the United States, worldwide, globally. Send a message that you know the gig is up. The lies are exposed. End COVID now. No more testing. No more mandates. No more restrictions. No more lockdowns. No more jabs. Stand up right now. Step on these snakes, both figuratively and physically. Literally, go to steponsocks.com right now. Get yourself the classic version, which includes all of these globalist snakes that you would love to step on. Obama, Clinton, Fauci, Gates, Pelosi, Biden. Their names written right on the bottom of these socks so that you can step on those snakes all day long. Plus the Trust in God sock, the Trader Joe sock available now. Go to steponsocks.com. Realize huge discounts when you mention Stu Peters at steponsocks.com. So we heard from former Pfizer employee, biotech analyst Karen Kingston, who says that this FDA approval means game over, checkmate, we win when it comes to these injections, as Pfizer now has 2 weeks to give us the actual ingredients of these inoculations. Patrick Hawley was here, says, COVID narrative dead, done. Logically thinking people, this is over. It's my prediction that that is going to speed up, ramp up the speed and the fervency with which these deep state globalists who want to maim, handicap, kill, or incapacitate everybody are going to act to try to get everybody inoculated. Bill de Blasio is vindicating me as a recent appearance here on the very reliable MSNBC.
Look, human beings do well when they have carrot and stick. So a mandate helps people to realize it's time. FDA final approval on Pfizer said it's time. Now, the Biden administration could do something else that would really help us all move forward. Speed the approval of the vaccine for the 5 to 11-year-olds. Oh. It's time for that. Look, if we can get that last piece done, because right now we can vaccinate kids 12 and up. We're having a lot of success in New York City getting that done. But we need that last piece. And we need every child in America back in school. So I know Joe Biden cares, to his great credit. I know the team's working nonstop, but they've got to make this a central priority. Get that vaccine ready for the 5 to 11-year-olds. And then there's not even a question anymore about our schools. Everyone in the school building at that point could be vaccinated, should be vaccinated.
Wow. Here to discuss with reaction is Deanna Lorraine. She is a QAnon conspiracy theorist, going to be featured in a WAP documentary. You can find her all over the fact check pages of Right Wing Watch, USA Today. She's been featured on the Howard Stern Show. She's also a best-selling author and a Stu Peters Show contributor. Your reaction to this?
Well, they're no longer hiding their tyranny. So that's actually a good thing, to see them on full display, to see their controlling, tyrannical nature on full display. They're saying right out the gate that, hey, we have a big stick, and the carrot and stick approach, you little stupid plebs, you mindless eaters, that works on you. I mean, if you can get any more narcissistic and diabolical, that's what that little snippet was. And then furthermore, they're saying, look, we need to rush this thing. Obviously, the Pfizer thing, you know, the Pfizer approval has rushed to mandate things even more, mandate the vaccines, created even more mandates. Yesterday, we talked about how the Dems are pushing a bill to outlaw flying on planes if you haven't been vaxxed. Now these forms of control and tyranny are going to be tightening even more. And that's getting to a really dangerous level. They're tightening it even more because A, it's part of their greater plan. But B, what you said, a lot of people are discovering that, you know, COVID is over. There isn't a real pandemic. There's nothing to really be worried about. And the numbers just don't add up. So what's the what happens when someone realizes that someone's about to catch on to their con? They rush it even more. They tighten it even more so that they can get away with it before everybody else notices.
He said, you know, we want to return every kid to in-person learning. We want masks to come off. We want to return to normal. This is the way to do it. He has made, and they being these globalist cabal members of the I don't know, they're Satan worshipers as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. This is satanic. This is what this is.
Yes.
These people have been making these promises and have reneged on every single one of them. 15 days to slow the spread, 15 days to flatten the curve. I mean, you can take your masks off. Vaccinated people don't have to. The Oregon governor, as reported by Hawley just now, requires a mask to be worn outdoors, everywhere, no matter where you are, has deployed the National Guard, presumably to make sure that everybody complies with her new order, and that is regardless of your so-called vaccination status. This is just another lie by de Blasio. They're doing anything they can to push every single breathing organism to this needle very quickly, and I presume it's because in less than 2 weeks, we're going to know what's in it.
Right, exactly. And then it'll be too late for most people, most gullible people. But here's the thing. Do they really plan on letting go of the masks, though? Do they really plan on letting go of the mandates? It seems to me, and if you look at what they're planning, they're not planning on letting go of the masks or mandates. In fact, the World Economic Forum, which I love to talk about with their big Great Reset, they have teamed up with NASA, and they've been boasting on their Twitter this week about how NASA has invented a new system that can identify you from your heartbeat. Because why? Because if you wear a mask, facial recognition is a little bit messed up and discombobulated, so it can't quite recognize you. Because everyone plans on us still wearing masks in the future, they're going to have us be identified by our unique heartbeat. That's not scary, is it? Then in Washington State, what they're doing is slapping ankle monitoring bracelets on athletes to determine if they have COVID, what their temperature is like, and if they're social distancing or not. And if they're not social distancing within 6 feet, a big alarm goes off to sound to make sure that they stay in line. This is sick, Stu. This is sick and dangerous, and they're not going to let up anytime soon. Anyone thinks that having a vaccine is going to return to normalcy is out of their mind. Then we have Australia, who has literally turned their country into a prison state. The Prime Minister of Australia just yesterday said that people should not be daring to watch the sunlight outside. The clip is disgusting. He's shaming his Australians and saying, how dare you look at the sunset? Looking at the sunset, which I caught a lot of you guys doing last night, is not in the spirit or the letter of this COVID plan and of these COVID rules. I know all of you guys want to watch the sunlight. I know a lot of you guys want to be outside, but you can't. You have to be in your home, because if you watch the sunlight, you could be hospitalized. Isn't that sick? They're telling people, and it's so anti-God, anti-Christian, as well as anti-nature, that going outside, watching the sunlight, and daring to get some vitamin D is somehow going to make you hospitalized.
Australia, this is it for you. This is it.
Your last stand.
You were born as a prison colony. Yeah. You are going back to a prison colony. Mm-hmm. If you're listening to me in Australia, and I know that there are a lot of Stu Peters Show followers, listeners, viewers in Australia, hear me and hear me now. This is your last chance. You have to act now. And as far as here in the United States, you are the plan. So if you've been sitting around waiting on the plan is you.
Yeah.
And you need to make sure that you implement that plan. Get involved right now. Do not be quiet. Fight. Stand up and fight against these tyrannical school boards, against these county commissioners, against these gubernatorial candidates even, and those that currently occupy offices of elected representatives, so-called politicians in your state, in your city, in your community, in your county, everywhere. Stand up now. Do not comply. Resist unified noncompliance. Chris Skye coined that. He was arrested the other day up in Canada, in Winnipeg, just yesterday, arrested. For a thought crime. That is where this entire world is going unless you realize that you are the plan and this is it. The time is right now.
Exactly.
Better make your voices heard. Final words, Deanna. We got to go.
Again, they're telling you what they're doing. They have a big stick and a carrot. They're telling you how much more humiliating is that they think of you like an animal that needs to be trained. You know, John Adams said that you will never know what it costs our generation to preserve your freedom. I hope you make good use of it. We're like the abused dog right now that's still, the chain has been let go and we're still hanging out by the owners, being abused. What's it going to take to wake up? What's it going to take to fight for freedom before this plan is going to be totally taken over and we won't have that freedom to fight back anymore?
You just described Stockholm syndrome. Wake up! Wake up!
Wake up! Wake the hell up.
Deanna Lorraine. You can get her book at deannalorraine.com. It's called Taking Back America, and that's exactly what we need to do. Thank you so much for being here, dear. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks so much. See you tomorrow.
There are so many things that you can do. Assemble at your Capitol. Get groups of people together in your neighborhood. Have spontaneous pop-up protests. Have scheduled protests in front of your state houses. Support other people who have their boots on the ground. If you don't have the time, if you're busy with your kids, whatever, support the people like Christopher Key, for example. You see videos of him on Telegram all the time, t.me/vaccinepolice. Go watch him. Go watch the proof of his action. Boots on the ground, standing in front of these tyrannical school boards, these county commissioners, approaching hospital CEOs in the parking ramps, serving people with Nuremberg papers, going into pharmacies. If you want to support that guy, go to vaccine-police.com and donate to that guy. Help be a part of the resistance. Help with the unified noncompliance. Do something. Right now is the time. I'm telling you, this whole country is going to be lost. Every single person needs to step up right now. And whether it's physically in front of the hospitals protesting with the healthcare workers or in one of these pop-up rising ups, maybe not. Maybe you just donate to the cause. Go to vaccine-police.com. I know that is one good cause. I support him. You can too. Also, we know the gig is up on the COVID thing. So if you come down with this set of symptoms that's been marketed as a brand called COVID-19, you know that early treatment works. As a matter of fact, throw that QR code up on the screen. I put this link in my Telegram all the time. This is Dr. Zev Zelenko's protocol. This will keep you straight away. This will keep you safe. This will keep you healthy. You don't need this vaccine. 99.989% survival rate, even higher amongst children. Put them on this protocol as well. Go there, scan this QR code, go to my Telegram channel, t.me/StuPeters. Check out the link. I'll put it below this video. And below the video, you can click on that link and go get the protocol. Keep yourself safe. That's all you got to do. The Stu Peters Show continues, but go to vaccine-police.com. Go to vaccine-police.com. Help Christopher Key. Do the rising up. Right now is the time. I'm telling you, we got to get back to this. The Stu Peters Show continues right now. Breaking right now, 20,595 dead. 20,595 dead. 1.9 million injured reported in European Union's database of adverse drug reactions attributed to the COVID-19 so-called vaccination that has now received full FDA approval. You will not see those numbers here because you cannot trust the reporting here. There are also 9 other databases other than VAERS that are supposedly more comprehensive, more reliable, but you cannot see those. You cannot ask about those numbers. Nobody trusts anything that is being done these days. Everybody questions everything, and that includes this inflated market. Here with us on that is our financial expert. He's a Stu Peters Show contributor. He is the premier sponsor here, Carlos Cortez, the founder and CEO at Cortez Wealth Management. He's an independent fiduciary. Nobody trusts this market. Nobody trusts what's being reported. To that, you say what?
The definition of security, Stu, is the risk of losing it all. I mean, that is the true definition. And unfortunately, all of America has securities in their 401k. A mutual fund, a bond, a stock, an equity is a security. You need a certain license to recommend securities to clients. So if you do not believe what's going on is going to be fragmented to have an optimization for the rest of the year, then why the hell are you in the market with your life savings if you do not trust what's going on? Now, I will say that article I sent you, Stu, is what I think is going to happen. I've been saying this since February, brother. The rug pull. Why are we not talking about the rug pull? So basically what happens is the market will rise. They'll make Biden look like the all be all. They don't want to make him look bad. Everything's fine. Everything's kosher. Everything's okay. Oh, you know, the market keeps going up because Biden's policy. It's hogwash, man. What's going to happen, and this is my opinion, what's going to happen is that they're going to increase the market. They already, a lot of these Luciferians do, what they do is they tell you what's going to happen, like in a Disney movie, before they happen. They get a high off that crap. They do the same stupidity in the financial news. So when the market goes up,
what you just said right there is so profound.
Mm-hmm.
That is absolute truth. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That is absolutely no, you're right. That's why we talk. So basically that article I sent you, Stu, they're already saying 7 to 10% is what they're calling for the rest of the market. Let me ask you this. If you had $1 million in your 401k IRA and you're about to retire, is it really worth risking 7 to 10% of your money when you have a security in your 401k? To me, it's not worth it. I would cash out, get off the blackjack table, get my chips, color me in, and protect my principal. I like insurance companies right now, Stu. And so they guarantee your principal. They have more than dollar for dollar reserves, insurance contracts are what the wealthy are using right now to protect their principal. The other thing is that when we have principal protection, we can take more risk, and it allows for our clients to basically have the ability to enjoy retirement and not be scared. The FDIC only requires 1-3% of your principal. The A rated and B rated, B as in boy, have anywhere from 87.5 cents to 93.5 cents in reserve. So you want to have your money. I don't know about you, but you want to have your money basically guaranteed.
Yeah. And you want to have your money protected by somebody who actually cares about it and is not manipulated and controlled by these false flag markets like what's happening right now. And I predict, and you have predicted here, and you're the expert, but there's going to be a crash. What goes up must come down. That crash is in my opinion, is what's going to happen when Biden is out. And he's going to be out. That was predicted by all of us. This was telegraphed. We saw this coming. Nancy Pelosi warmed us up to the 25th. That wasn't for Trump. That was for Biden, if they want to get him out for medical reasons or mental decline. Now we've got Afghanistan, a complete debacle. Everybody's walking away from him. The military generals from other countries are talking about treason charges for Biden. Kamala Harris, Kabbalah, she has separated herself from him, saying, this isn't my shit show. All kinds of different stuff going on. They're going to force him out, possibly even charge him criminally. I don't know. At that point, you're going to have an unelected female communist as your president that the people did not vote for. And if that doesn't crash the market, I don't know what will. Carlos Cortez,
I'll say this real quick.
Final words. Yes.
Yeah, I'll say this real quick. So the article I sent you, which is mainstream media, I look at left and right and everything. I want all the information like a sponge, but it aligns with what I've been saying. Whenever they see a conservative, you can't stop us patriots. We're huge. We're huge. And we will fight till the end.
That's right.
And we're the ones with guns. So anyways, when you have the market rising the way it is, and when they see a conservative get back in the office, that's where the rug pull is going to come. They're going to make the conservatives look bad and the Dems look good. If you look at the past history of the Democrats,
I don't know. I think they're going to do it sooner than that. And I think that they're going to make it when Kamala takes over, and they're going to do that to instigate a war here in the United States so they can blame it on the patriots. You're going to lose your internet, prepare for the darkness, all that. We have not seen the beginning of the end quite yet, but it is coming. Carlos Cortez, Cortez Wealth Management. Visit him at AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Until tomorrow at this time, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it, maybe be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for that car, and when they do,